Well, I'd like to pay tribute to the health service personnel.
No, sorry, can you answer the question? No. I'm sure you do want to pay tribute to them. No, Mr. Williamson. I asked you a straight question. We can talk about tributes to the health services in a minute. Do you regret using that kind of casual language? That's the question. Could you answer that question, please?
I could almost hear Jeremy Paxman and Michael Howard breathing a huge sigh of collective relief. For years, their Newsnight clash, the one where Paxo asked the former Home Secretary N times, where N is a large number, if he'd intervened in the day-to-day running of the prison service, had, for media trainers, been the go-to example of road crash interviews. But now we've got a new worst-case scenario. The recent, well-publicised spat between the Defence Secretary, Gavin Williamson, and the stand-in Good Morning Britain presenter, Richard Madeley.
Mr. Williamson, you're just not answering the question. Mr. Williamson, I'm asking the question not on my behalf, but on behalf of our viewers. So on behalf of the viewers, would you please answer the question? Do you now regret telling a nation state to shut up and go away? Do you think that was too casual an expression? Can you please answer that question?
So does this mean that media trainers like me will have to change our approach? Not at all. At ACM training, we teach interviewees to deal with the question and move on. But we always impress upon them the importance of striking the right balance between the two. Move on too fast or fail to deal with the question altogether, and you risk what happened to Williamson happening to you. Let it be a warning. Us journalists used to say you'd been paxoed, but I guess we'll now have to learn to say you've been maidlied.
The question is, I'll try it one more time, do you regret using very casual Trumpesque language like shut up and go away? Please don't tell me what happened, because we know what happened. Do you regret using that language? That is the question.
For a defence secretary, I thought Williamson was tactically unastute. Adversarial media interviews are, in very limited respects, analogous with battles. In both, if you try to defend disputed territory, you can get bogged down when it might be better to concede some ground and pull back to a line you can hold.
Well, what was right is actually we came together with our allies and made it absolutely clear to Russia that they couldn't act in that behaviour. And I think that was the right thing to do.
Interview terminated because you won't answer the question. Good luck with the African Elephant Project. That is an excellent thing to do. But it would be helpful if you answered a straight question with a straight answer.
So now let's examine the alternative. If I was Gavin Williamson's media advisor, I'd have prepared him on the basis that the Trump question was A, wholly predictable, and B, entirely legitimate for a journalist to ask on the public's behalf. I'd have told him that legitimate questions can't simply be ignored, because to do so risks antagonising the journalist and his or her audience. And as a consequence, I'd have suggested he spend a little more time dealing with the question and a little less time moving on. If he asked what all this meant, practically speaking, I'd have come up with a few concede lines. Williamson, it's certainly not the kind of language you usually hear from ministers, I'll give you that. But sometimes you have to be plain and forthright to make sure your message gets through to the intended target. Madeley, in retort, so you're admitting it was Trump-like language? Williamson, I'm saying that it's important to be absolutely clear that attacking members of the public on British soil is unacceptable, and making that point in a plain and forthright way is occasionally better than couching these things in the usual diplomatic terms. Madeley, sounds like you're admitting to being undiplomatic. Williamson, I'm admitting to being plain and forthright, and yes, angry too, because two innocent members of the public, had been attacked in a cruel and unusual way, and countless others, those who went to their rescue, put at risk.
That was the Defence Secretary, Gavin Williamson, there, also joined by Major James Cohen. They were talking about troops being deployed to Malawi and not talking about
what are they
he had to say about Russia.
What are these politicians like? You give them a straight question.
Now, of course, I'll concede that there's no guarantee that this approach would have worked, but I'm convinced it would have given the Defence Secretary a better chance of making his move-on points. As it was, he had no chance at all, because the interview was called to a premature and unceremonious end.
It would have been so easy to say, no, I don't. I think it was an appropriate expression. Or to say, yes, probably on reflection, I should have perhaps been a little more formal.
Remember this, you can only move on if you deal adequately with the questions asked. To deal adequately with doesn't have to mean to answer, although it can. Think of interviews as question and response sessions rather than question and answer sessions. Tailor your response not only according to your own needs, but also to those of the interviewer and the audience. Williamson was never going to admit to using Trump-like language, and nor given Trump's track record should he have, but without conceding a little, he gave away a lot.